The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey, everybody. We just dug our way up from being buried alive. And to celebrate, me and Keith decided to do a very special Golden State Media Concepts Weird News Podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Once again, I am Jordan, and this is...
Keith.
Okay, that's nice. So, we've got a lot of news here. This is news of the weird. This is weird news, and I think
yes.
We have a great time.
Oh, yeah. Some interesting stuff to share with you guys today.
We're already having fun, Keith.
I know, right? That's what's up.
So, we'll start it off, and we'll try okay. to just kind of transition on. So, our first thing is going to be the ability to now lick your cat.
What?
That's right.
I have no desire to lick my cat.
Dude. We're not done innovating. This future is not done getting made.
Well, I don't even have a cat, but go ahead. I'm listening.
I'm going to get you a cat. I'm going to teach
you
how to cat.
No.
So with the new Licky, it's a giant silicone tongue, and it's on Kickstarter. So.
And what's the purpose?
Well, people kind of – there's some theories going around that cats kind of see us more as bigger cats, you know, as
really?
Far as treatment goes. It's a couple theories, yeah.
Okay.
That's a few studies would suggest, so, you know, evidence-wise.
Okay.
So what they've done here is to kind of further cement that and make cats respect us more, because licking is a very bonding thing that cats do. They lick each other.
I had no idea.
Yeah, no, that's it's a way to
keep
express
yourself
love.
Clean.
Kind of like okay. the dogs with the butt-sniffing thing. I can't wait to see if it's Kickstarter for that one.
Okay.
Cats right. do the lick.
Well, dogs lick you too, but okay.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Dogs have way more ways to express bonding. Cats right. are very – they can be hateful
finicky.
Creatures, yeah.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. I agree. But
well,
I'm
let's
intrigued.
Not take any definite sides,
But
though.
I'm intrigued, though. Please tell me more yeah. about the cat licking.
Neither okay. of us hate cats.
Well, but anyway.
So the Please cat stop. Groom, it's a form of social bonding. And so this is going to help you with your relationship with your cat. By sticking this tongue thing in your mouth, and it's got a giant tongue poking out, a very oversized silicone tongue.
Okay.
And you just start rubbing the tongue over your cat, over the cat's body, and the cat likes it. The
it
cat,
just sounds so disturbing.
Okay. We're going to have to come up with more adjectives for you than just disturbing. It's
just
creepy.
Really, okay. Alrighty then.
There was a strange addiction episode. My strange addiction. Have you seen that before?
No.
It's where people have strange addictions, like eating cremated ashes, or a lot of weird things
really,
like that.
Really, dude.
I'm not. There's some very bizarre things.
Okay. Okay.
Not my fault.
And the reason why you're sharing this with me right now.
Well, because there was addiction to licking cats, but it wasn't with a silicone tongue. It was an actual tongue. So. This could benefit people with the strange addiction of just wanting to lick a cat.
People have too much time on their hands. Too much time on their hands. It's just not right.
Well, do you own any pets, Keith?
No, I don't.
I don't think this is fair. I think this is going to be revolutionary.
I think it probably will be for cat lovers. So.
Yeah, no, this is going to be good. So, I've noticed that cat lovers tend to love cats more than dog lovers love dogs. At least as far as buying
you
things.
You go again. Why do you always kind of pit people against each other?
You leave
the dog people
that.
Alone, man.
I love dog people.
People who love their dogs just as much as people who love their cats.
They may
love their dogs even more so.
No, okay. All right. You're right, Keith. Okay. I said that wrong. What I'm saying is cats can be somewhat more hateful creatures, finicky if you want to call it, and people have weirder things that they buy to make their cats less – of a jerk.
I'll go with that. I'll go with that.
I knew somebody that had a kind of like the Glade, you know, the plug-in, you know, that's air freshener.
Okay.
But it comes out with an oil that makes your cat more calm and less hateful to you.
That's interesting. That sounds intriguing. Okay.
So there's so many
products. I can
see
that being a popular item. I can see that being popular. Okay.
I just want to point out, guys, if you love cats so much, but if you have to invest this much in things that makes your cat not hate you,
what's
maybe you're doing it wrong. Maybe we're doing it wrong. Maybe you should just get a goldfish, because at least then you won't get love, but You don't need it. You won't get hatred.
But the goldfish will always look at you. And just don't overfeed it. But no, I hear you. I hear you. Well, to be fair to cats, to be fair to them, you know, they are allegedly very independent, strong-willed beings or pets.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
So they tend to do their own thing, and they do that very well. Sometimes maybe too well. So, okay, but, you know, the cat licker thing.
You can say they're misunderstood, so you could say, yeah.
Well, you know, I've encountered some cats that were cool. You know, I'm a dog kind of guy, but I've encountered some cool cats. I'm not going to say I haven't. Yeah, I appreciate that one.
Thank you.
I walked into that one. All right.
So,
all right, yeah. Thank you for sharing. That's on Kickstarter?
That's going on Kickstarter. So if anyone really wants to, you know, bond with their cat because their cat hates them for whatever reason or the cat just looks like it's miserable, go to Kickstarter, check out the Licky. A giant
so it's on Kickstarter, so you can pay money and get
you,
that.
You can
as
pay
a
money,
gift,
and if you know once it reaches its goal, everyone can just look really bizarre on their video.
Okay. yeah, I see that. Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
Yeah, well, there's a GIF right here where this guy is really getting into that cat.
So what's next on the list, man? I can't take any more of that, man. For weird news?
Well, we've got another great story involving animals. This one. I guess it's still just as weird, depending on how you want to look at it. It is a Russian family that lives happily with a bear.
Yeah, I was seeing that. It's pretty cool. I watched that video, man, it's crazy. I mean, the bear is like, you know, it's domesticated. It's one of them. It's one of their own. It's part of the family. It's sitting there watching TV with them and I think eating at the dinner table. It was pretty crazy.
And there was cuddling.
Wrestling on the lawn, huh?
I think, you know, for anyone who's seen The Jungle Book with Baloo, I think this bear is, from what I've seen, too, we both seen the same thing, right?
Right.
This is what bears need to be in our lives.
Oh, yeah, Jungle Book was dope, so yeah.
You have bear necessities was tight. That's singing and that. He's chill. This is a very chill bear that this family spends
cool.
time with.
Yeah.
The family is Svetlana and Yuri, and they're both from Russia, and it's a 23-year-old bear, and his name's Stepan.
Okay, and you can actually see that footage on YouTube, too,
that's something to check out.
But no, it was really cute. It was really cool. It was surreal, but it was real. I mean, the bear was chilling with the family, just doing the family thing.
He's 7 feet tall and domesticated, so he's just – and he even helps with household chores by watering the plants.
That's pretty cool. So it just goes to show you what's wild and what's not. If you have a bear or a tiger and you get them when they're young – and raise them with you.
Tiger too.
Yeah, when raise them with you, it might be like having a dog or a cat or something. It's very intriguing actually that whole situation.
So. Lions and tigers and bears. That's oh why my. We did that. That was road association. Yeah, word association. So
oh my.
But you guys check
Thanks
it out. It's
that,
really
though.
Cool. It's
yeah.
interesting.
It's weird news though because it's not you don't see that every day, right?
No, and you know honestly, I kind of thought all
and
bears
Russia,
were like cats in their you know their ferocity and hatred. But at the same time, you know, they could do more about it because they're bigger creatures.
Well, I don't think of bears as just, you know, full of hatred. I think of bears, they just want to be left alone.
Yeah, that's true. I'm definitely.
You know, you go into their backyard.
I'm projecting.
You ask, you
I'm
know?
Projecting onto bears. You're right.
Yeah, so, you know.
I think they're okay.
But it's all good. So what else we have in weird news today? Lay it on me, dude.
All right. Well, this one's pretty fun. This is very lighthearted. This is. Not dark whatsoever. This is an Italian chef pays child support with pizza.
That's not. Come on, dude. That's not real.
That's no. I'm telling you. It sounds like I'm stereotyping at this point.
You're joking, right?
No. It's definitely this.
He's trying to pay child support with pizza.
Yeah, but hear him out. He's a good dad. what is it? Okay. Now, all right. I'm getting my words together. This one kind of threw me off too. So. The dad, he's been paying, he's owed 300 euros a month in child support, right?
Okay.
And he had a pizza restaurant.
Okay.
But economy wasn't that great in Italy, you know?
Okay.
As is the world, I guess. And he couldn't afford to pay it. So what he did was send 300 euros worth of pizza every month in lieu of the money. Because he still has a pizza shop.
So... He still has the shop, though, right?
Yeah, no, he's got the shop. That's what. It's,
so he should still be making money if he still has the shop, right?
Well, I mean, you can see the logic there, right?
Not really. I mean,
if you go to a buffet, everything that wasn't eaten at the buffet wasn't good, but you could still send it to your ex-wife in lieu of child support.
Yeah, it's not. It's not going to fly. I don't know if the kid was starving. You know, I don't think he was he had an issue of not eating, but okay. I mean, because my thing is, now, if the restaurant was closed and this was surplus food, then fine. But if the restaurant is still open and you're sending pizza to your kid and your the mother of your child, that's kind of suspect, man.
Hey, don't diss this guy. If it wasn't for him, we wouldn't have a show to do right now, you know? Thank the man in the that has this in the bare bones of the family,
whatever,
you know?
Dude. Whatever.
Well, actually, and I'm not only am I disagreeing with you, which I shouldn't because I know it's child support, this is serious, but the judge also took favor with the chef, saying the woman brought him to court saying, you probably shouldn't do that, you know, Team Keith. And then the judge said, well, you know, economy's bad. The pizza's okay. So now he's continuing to send it, and she's still very not happy about it.
Well, yeah, because she needs, you know, because pizza ain't paying the bills, man.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm with the mom on that one, dude. I'm sorry. That was kind of whack, man.
But
I'm not
cool,
feeling
though.
That.
Well, all right, fine. Agree to disagree. Growing up, I would have loved a pizza lifestyle.
Yeah, but after a while, that could be a little, you know, too much pizza. You know, when I say too much of anything could be bad for
you. Too much pizza, too little time, the famous saying.
Oh,
I'd love to disagree with you some more, Keith, but we've got to go to commercial break here. So,
all right.
When we come back, we're going to cover just a lot more here from tenants in Utah with Facebook to just a lot here.
Okay.
So, see you guys soon.
Yeah.
Out there in space.
Man, I'm going to hurt you.
Need your daily fix on mixed martial arts?
We're going to kind of recap Bellator 155.
From UFC 198.
Who's who.
Kind of a controversial decision.
And who's not.
I couldn't figure out why, and then it hit me.
Well, don't you fret, because Golden State Media Concepts got you covered. Get your daily dose of MMA podcasts. Everything from the UFC, Bellator Fighting Championships, Extreme Cage Fighting, Invicta Fighting Championships, and so much more. Join us as we talk about some of the biggest names in mixed martial arts. We've got you covered here on Golden State Media Concepts MMA Podcast.
And we are back after that commercial.
Hey, welcome back, everybody.
Yes, I'm Keith.
Okay. I am Jordan. All right.
It's good to know. I'm glad you remember
good
who
to
you
know.
Are, so that's good.
Took me a second. So now we've got some more weird news for you guys because that's the name of our podcast, and I'm pretty sure that's the thing we're supposed to do here.
Yes.
We weren't told. So we have tenants of Utah apartment complex. They this is great because I was just complaining.
Oh, yeah, this is great. This is priceless. Go ahead.
They had a paper on all of their doors. One of the new leasing mandates was that they friend the complex, the apartment complex,
okay,
on social media.
Which is fine. That's reasonable. Okay.
Yeah, very.
That part. Go ahead.
They must friend the complex on social media site within 5 days or be found in violation of their lease.
Oh, I thought they had to like it.
No, so. No, what's the difference? You have to be part of it, right?
That's true. That's not reasonable. Okay. So what you're telling me is that these people move into apartment complex and, you know, everything seems to be fine, going along well. They got the new place. They're happy. They're excited.
So far, you're right.
Right. And then the landlord/tenant tells them, okay, well, you're going to have to like us on Facebook and friend us on Facebook. And if you don't, we're going to evict you.
Yeah.
You're telling me this really happened.
Yeah, that's the thing. That's the thing. And on top of that, they also had the ability to post pictures of the tenants and their and visitors.
No,
that's part of the permissions. Yeah, yeah. So,
invasion of their friend's privacy.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
That's pretty really insane, special. Right? Would you live there?
No.
Yeah,
and I'm sure a lot of people won't now that this story has broke.
There was a person that commented on saying that they don't want to be forced to be someone's friend and be threatened to break my lease because of that. That was
okay.
Jason Ring, a tenant.
Okay,
so,
that's hey.
So
Jason,
as far
we
as
can
he's
dig
concerned.
It. We can dig it, Jason. That's pretty crazy. I'm still, wow, I can't believe that really happened. So how are you going to force somebody to be your friend on Facebook?
It's all kinds of wrong.
Honestly, that, man,
not on this level, though.
You
you're
stop
right.
Outing yourself. Better stop it. And get yourself in trouble.
So Zachary Myers, who's an attendant that specializes in the tenant rights.
Yes.
Wait, no, attorney. I said, yeah, you get what I meant, yeah. He told the station that a new contract might not be fair to those that don't have a Facebook account, and that...
That would be discrimination, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would be discrimination. It's discriminatory against elderly and disabled individuals, was his word, so...
Yeah, you don't want to attack that hornet's nest. That's... Yeah, you don't want to go there. Yeah, well, yeah, he's right, so... Wow,
The big managers of the property said that it's not something that they would do. They're sorry they didn't get permission from it. They didn't see it coming, and, you know... And all around my bad. So
everybody's sorry now, huh?
Okay. Everybody's sorry, yeah. It's right? Weird how that works, right?
Right?
You do something dumb and everyone that can talk about it talks about it.
Then
you get caught. Yeah.
Then you're sorry.
I just cut the middleman out, guys.
So what else you have for me today in weird news?
All right. Well, this is a good weird news special. This is a 7-year-old kid punches armed robbers at a GameStop.
Get out of here.
Yeah, just... Started swinging at him. The guy had a gun, and he told everyone to get on the ground. Everyone got on the ground, including his parents.
So, hold on. Where was this at?
This was in good old Montgomery County, Maryland.
Okay, and this is a real... So, this was a GameStop store, like the stores, GameStops all throughout the nation.
Yeah, like... It's a real GameStop store. From last I've checked, there are several GameStops across the nation, yeah.
I think there's probably more than several, but okay.
Yeah, okay, maybe.
All right, right on. So... Wow. And this is on video.
It's on video. This kid just starts swinging.
Wow. I love it.
The guy restrains the kid until the dad kind of,
I had a video for this podcast to show you this. But yeah, I'm like, wow, the kid is really decking him. He's like, not in my GameStop, you won't. He's like a superhero. I'm digging it.
He was restrained by the intruders, though, and his father called out, I need my son. So they released him to lie on the ground with his parents. So
that's insane.
Yeah.
Well, kudos to the kid for, you know, being brave and not being afraid because, you know, at that age, it's easy to be afraid of things, you know?
But beyond that, it's pretty terrifying that the kid kind of thought this was the right thing to do in this situation, right? I mean...
He was so angry,
I mean, but, you know, when you think about it, if a kid thinks, oh, there's a guy with a gun, I better go beat him up. That's terrifying.
No, a kid usually doesn't think that, but he was on a mission.
Yeah,
and I'm sure that the robber was shocked because he wasn't expecting anything like that to happen.
Yeah, no, I. Yeah.
If there was a security guard there, they might have been able to take him down. But you know, but I guess it wasn't. So
it's got a heck of a punch.
Wow. So the kid and his parents are okay.
Yeah, they're okay. I think everybody's okay. You know, they took the money or you know whatever games they needed and they picked it on up. And the father told him that. The father quoted as saying, we don't want something like this to strike fear into him for a good portion of his life. And he adds that the best thing that we can say is to our son is that the bad guys have been found and they are in jail.
But is that the case?
No, absolutely not. The bad guys are still in jail.
Okay, I mean, so no, why I'm would not he say that there. Then?
Why would he say that?
So you're saying we would like to say...
I think you're missing the point at it.
We would like to say that he's been found and caught, but... We can't say that. I mean, you say something like that, you got me thinking.
I don't think you need to worry about free speech when it comes to what the parents say to the 7-year-old.
I'm just like, why would you say that if it hasn't happened yet? But okay, you're saying
to not freak out a 7-year-old. Why do most people do things around 7-year-olds to not scare them?
I'm not sure the 7-year-old's the one that's freaked out. It sounds like the parents might be freaked out. The 7-year-old's trying to handle business.
I think that by the time the kid got on the ground with his family with the guy with a gun out there, then. No, no, Keith.
I don't know. I mean, it seemed like he was
trying
to handle business.
If it was your kid, you would say, "Hey, don't worry, we're gonna catch this guy someday."
I would say, "Hey, I'm proud of you, but you got to make sure that you think about these things. You got to be safe, but I'm proud of you for being brave and not being afraid of a bully with a gun. I'm very proud of you."
Be a terrible dad. Not be afraid of the bully with a gun. He's got a gun.
Yeah.
Be afraid. Be afraid of guns.
No, not necessarily. I mean, it all depends on the situation.
What do you mean not necessarily, depending on the situation? A gun is a gun. A gun doesn't not
yes,
become a gun.
Yes, and
in
like
a situation.
I said before, had there been somebody else there, like a security guard or somebody who was there when the kid was doing that, they could have caught him. But, you know, because it just takes one distraction to be able to get somebody like that. So the distraction was there, but you know the kid was doing
that's
his job.
Ben Carson stuff you're really telling me right now.
No,
if it's
I don't
a gun,
so.
Let's take the protocol that it's a gun, and we should all not risk anything with a gun.
Well, of course, but I'm telling you, I'm not going to tell my kid. The best thing I could tell him is that we caught him and then he's found. Yeah,
so the kid doesn't get scared
in the
because
real
the guy
world.
The...
Yeah, if he's been caught, but I'm not going to tell my kid that if he has not been caught. I'm not going to lie to my kid.
Oh, man. We've run into a serious disagreement right now.
I'm not going to lie to my kid to make them feel good.
To give them a peace of mind, yeah.
No.
Heath, it's not World War III right now. We don't need to prep these children for the fact that...
Don't tell me in the news that, you know, that he's been caught when he hasn't been caught. That's kind of creepy. So, but go ahead.
On the news, yes, on the news. But whenever it comes to a seven-year-old child who we also, you know, Santa Claus, boogeyman, all these things are real.
Okay, so, dude.
Okay.
Why are we talking about that stuff right now?
I'm just saying. I
Santa Claus and the boogeyman are real. So
okay, all right, yeah, definitely. Okay. God, Keith. Well, we've got other kid news. You know.
Oh, what's that?
We've got a six-year-old boy in Massachusetts that calls 911 on his dad for running a red light.
Yeah. So he said to his dad, "You know, you ran a red light," and his dad said, well, he justified himself, and then his son warned him, "I'm going to call the police on you," and he thought his son was joking, but he wasn't. Yeah, you want to read the quote about that, what the son said when he called in?
he told the police, my daddy went past a red light. He has a black truck. He was in a brand new car, my mommy's car. The police officer said, and then what happened? And then the kid said, and then he had to go to the car wash, and he went past the red light.
So one kid is brave for sticking up to a robber, and the other kid, well.
Don't have kids, Keith. I don't know where you're going with this, but just don't.
And he's very honest, but, you know.
So if people think that, like, millennials are social justice warriors, wait till we get to the next generation.
He was real close to getting his dad a ticket for $300-$400.
So the police asked to speak with the dad, and the dad apologized for the whole incident.
He was probably mortified. Yeah. I can't believe my kid snitched on me.
So, dad also, you know, coincidentally realizes his son is a total narc and not cool whatsoever. So that's the real story here.
Oh, that's some weird news for you right there. But
the kid told the Boston Globe that everyone follows the rules, but not daddy. That was the quote.
That's pretty deep, though. I'll give him that, though. So, yeah. So the son is like no double standard, so I can respect that.
I'll call the eye doctor so he can fix his eyes. So, kid's clever. But
very.
I'd love to talk some more about it, but we are going to have to go to commercial break. We come back, we're going to give our last of the weird news. We'll see you guys soon.
Do you want to be healthier, yet you just don't know what to do? All these shows telling you this and that, but nothing seems to work. Well, listen close. Golden State Media Concepts has got something great for you. The health and wellness podcast dedicated to workout trends, healthy eating habits, diet, and everything about healthy living. Join us in our banters as we help you not just live life to the fullest, but live it to the healthiest.
And we are back.
Keith? Yeah, we are. Hey, Keith.
Hey, Jordan.
What's it going?
I'm good, man. How are you?
I'm good. I'm all right. Yeah.
Good. That's what's going on.
I'm about to drop a real news bomb.
Drop it, man.
Okay, so you're about to be even better.
Okay.
There's a man who got his head stuck in a washing machine. Okay? In a washing machine, Keith.
So how did that happen, Jordan?
Well, it was in Fuqing, China.
Okay.
I think that's how you pronounce that.
He said Fuqing. All right.
Yeah, yeah.
Sounds good.
Let the record show.
Yeah, okay.
They found him lying on the floor, and he tried to free himself using soap to lubricate his skull.
So what was he doing with his head in the laundry machine in the first place, man? What was he doing?
He was attempting to repair it, and it just got kind of stuck inside. You know, I could have said open with he was trying to repair it. I think it's way better to talk about the lubricating soap skull thing first.
Well, I mean, so he thought it was a good idea to put his head in the laundry machine.
I think
to fix it. Not, you know, put it on the counter and just put your hands in, take a look, or get a flashlight, or, you know, some common sense things. No, let me put my head in this. So what happened, man?
Well, he wow. was trapped there. I want to give him a bit of that. I love disagreeing with you about who was right and wrong, but I think that this was pretty.
It's not
looking good on him. I wouldn't put this on a resume.
It's not a good look.
No, he was stuck there for his head was stuck in there for 40 minutes until the firemen were sawed through the machine.
So there's pictures too.
No. It may be more than 40 minutes. I'm going to go ahead and say the fireman spent 40 minutes just sawing through the machine.
It's crazy.
Before the victim was freed.
So I'm trying to figure out how was he able to get them to come. So maybe he wasn't alone in his home when this happened and they called for him. Because looking at this picture with his head stuck in that laundry machine.
Yeah, it is stuck like good.
It's not like he could dial in.
I think that there
911 or 999. I don't know what he did. But
okay. he only suffered minor cuts to his head. Well, of course, his head, it wouldn't be. To
so,
his leg,
and what was so. His response once they freed him? What did he say?
He's quoted as saying, "I managed to very successfully stick my head into the machine, so I don't understand why I got stuck." Yeah.
No, he didn't. No, wait a minute. I successfully put my head in a machine, but why did I get stuck? Well, maybe because you successfully put your head in the machine, dude.
Well, they said that, you know, he still didn't understand what happened. I don't know what's to understand at this point. What's there left?
Too much time on your hands, man. Too much time on your hands. That's just nothing. That was in China, Fuking China. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That's some good.
Does
news
that qualify? Right? Does that qualify as weird news to you?
Oh yeah. That's priceless right there, man.
I think that qualifies as weird news to me too.
What else do you have for me today, Jordan? What else we have in weird news today?
This one, okay. Following the last episode, we had something involving penises. Let's do it again. Python slithers up toilet.
What a segue. No, you didn't. Just say
speaking
that.
Of penises, Python slithers up toilet, latches onto man's penis.
So wait, okay. So a man was on his toilet.
Yeah.
And how big was the python? What, like 10 foot or something?
Yeah, the python was, how'd you guess that? Did you already, did you know this was happening?
I'm asking, I'm clear.
It was a 10 foot python. I'm a bit suspicious. Yeah, it slithered up the plumbing of his home.
While he was on the toilet.
And latched its jaws. Yeah.
Oh, that's gotta hurt.
Yeah, I imagine. This is, the scene looks gruesome. Like, it looks terrible. So,
I shouldn't be laughing at this, I know, but oh, that is so wrong and creepy. Wow. That is really alarming.
The 38-year-old told the Thai TV Channel 7 that he struggled to remove the snake for 30 minutes Wednesday before he managed to free himself with the help of his wife and neighbor.
So wait a minute. It's bad enough. You're on the toilet using the bathroom and a 10-foot python comes from up and bites you in the penis. Now you got to wrestle and fight with this thing.
For 30 minutes.
With your
wife and neighbor present, yeah.
Oh, that's all kinds of bad.
It's all kinds of bad.
That python is lucky to see.
The name of Keith's new album.
Oh, I like that. I like that. I might have to use that. So what happened to the python? Okay, so he had to go to the hospital or something, right? What happened to him? What happened?
Talk His name me. Was Adaporn, and Adaporn pried open after his wife Adaporn? Tied a rope around the. Let's not go names, all right? There's a fine line, Keith.
Okay.
After his wife,
all right. Adaporn, all right. That's his
Adaporn.
Name.
After his wife tied a rope around the snake, Adaporn pried open its jaws before passing out.
Wow. Okay.
Yep, emergency workers dismantled the Asian-style squat toilet with the python still entwined through it. The snake was taken away to be released back into the wild. Probably not. Yeah, that's – and he went to the hospital. I imagine that if it was up to him, he wouldn't just been released back into the wild. But snakes now happy-go-lucky into the wild, and this man is –
That snake is lucky, because if it was me, I don't know, man. That snake might be gone. Yeah, that's like the ultimate sin there, dude. You don't go around biting people in their privates. You don't go around biting people, period. But gee.
That's what you would tell your kid, but under the right circumstances, if it was a gun, then maybe.
Oh, there you go again.
I disagree with you still. Okay, so... that happened. That happened, I think we got
all right, so he's fine. He's been hospitalized. And the python has been, released to the wild now to go
Python stuff, I think, is the sentence you're trying to find.
Wow. And this was what, in Thailand? What was it said?
Thailand, yeah.
Okay. Good to know that. All
right. Well, let's go to Thailand, right? It's like an adventure.
Yeah, boy, is it. Okay.
Well, we've got another story, and this also involves a kid.
We do? Okay.
Yeah, this one is going to be a grandfather, and he's apologizing for picking up the wrong boy from school.
So how did that happen?
We need to record. You know what makes the weird news, like, one of my favorite things to do in the world is when I tell you a story, you have this face that you make, and it's a different face each time. And I wish that we can just get, like, a photo capture moment of you doing this.
Wow. So, okay.
In South Carolina, the grandfather picked up the wrong kid. He told the kid, you know, asked the kid if he was ready to go. The kid said yes. The teacher asked the kid if that was, you know, his grandfather. The kid also said yes. So it wasn't until he brought him home that he realized that's not his kid. So he immediately brought the kid back.
Wow. So how can you call yourself a grandfather? You don't even know your own grandson. That's kind of...
I think that's a grandpa mistake. I love it, though,
But the kid was like, yeah, I'm yours. The kid lied about the whole thing.
I think the kid was like, you know, 5 or so. I mean, I think it was like it was an honest mistake. The kid was just going to say yes to whatever.
That's not an honest mistake.
I think when I was...
That's just kind of a weird mistake.
We've all hit an age when we were young enough and someone said, hey, I'm your grandpa. We were going to say, okay, well, I guess that's my grandpa, too. I guess I have 3 grandpas.
No. No, that's how kids wind up missing, dude. No.
Yeah, well, I'm not saying it was the right call to make. That was a really risky situation. But
no, that's not good.
I was at a young
that's
age.
Really
right?
disturbing.
Everyone's at a young age where they don't know any grandpas.
No, I know my grandpas, bro. I know them.
At the age of 4, Keith?
Yes.
What if someone said, hey, I'm your grandpa. You ready to go?
I learned at an early age, you don't go home with strangers.
Okay.
Stranger danger, bro.
Okay, all right. So...
Yeah, man. I mean, that's pretty crazy. That's not a good look. So,
the grandpa, it was an honest mistake. He said, you know, he said he was very sorry. He brought the kid home. I guess he asked him, what do you want to do, Jimmy? And the kid says, I'm Johnny, and then immediately comes back. I mean, I'm sure it seems like a classic TV trope kind of thing. You know, this seems like a Simpsons episode. So
You say so. All right.
Yeah,
I'm not feeling that, but okay.
I think this actually happened in, like, the Simpsons, I feel.
Okay.
All right. Well, Simpsons did it.
All right. If you say so.
But I think that's a bit for weird news right now. I mean, we had a lot of fun.
Yes, we did.
What have we learned today, Keith?
Well, that, you know, don't go home with strangers.
Okay. That's one. Careful of toilets in Thailand.
Yes, and do not put your head in the laundry machine to fix it.
Unless you think that it's going to be a successful head fitting in that case. Maybe. Come on. Try it out. This guy didn't work it out. He thought it was a sure sign.
Yes. And don't try to rob a GameStop because you don't know who's going to attack you.
Yeah. And also, don't jump in front of anyone with a gun at all.
Well, yeah. That's true, too. You don't want to be reckless.
I'm glad you can agree with that, Keith.
Well, I never said don't do that. I'm just saying
that's all of our time, folks.
Oh, whatever, dude. Whatever.
I had a lot of fun here. So did Keith, I imagine. Stay tuned in next week for some more fun, weird news.
Yeah, thanks for tuning in. And you can always catch us on Twitter. You can like us on Facebook. Catch us on iTunes. You can also get us at gsmcpodcast.com. Did I miss anything, Jordan?
You got iTunes, you got Twitter, you got Facebook and the podcast. But I think we're good.
All right. Well, thanks again. We appreciate you listening, and we'll see you somewhere out in space.
We'll see you guys very
soon.
Shut
up.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky?
In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.